USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Treasury Department is proposing $250 million in direct payments to Americans starting April 6th. Another round of $250 billion would start on May 18th. As the coronavirus crisis hammers the U.S. economy, the stimulus package would be tiered in payments based on income level and family size. Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says millennials are at risk for the virus.
There may be disproportional number of infections among that group. And so even if it's a rare occurrence, it may be seen more frequently in that group and be evident now.
Trading on Wall Street is resuming after the S&P lost 7% of its value today. This is the fourth time in more than a week that trading has been halted in one of the most volatile periods in market history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.